Hello again, 欢迎来到 Happy Hour, 英文小酒馆。酒馆的进阶口语课第14期，下个星期也就是9月14号就要正式开课了。目前还有最后几个席位，感兴趣的你不要错过啦。新的开学季，和露露一起敢开口会开口，告别尬聊。报名咨询联系小助手，微信号是 LULUXJG, LULU 就是露露， XJG 是小酒馆的汉语拼音首字母。我们在酒馆等你。Now,on with the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to America Under the Microscope, advanced episode. Hi, Lulu.
Hi, James. Dangerous Animal Edition.
Well, since we thoroughly scared you with the basic episode of talking about all these dangerous animals...
you definitely scared me.
I figured we could scare you some more.
But I'm a Tolo City girl, so does that mean I can feel safe, kind of safe, if I just stick to big cities in America?
No, sorry, because cities like Los Angeles do get mountain lions. Cities in the north do get occasional bears or mooses wandering in. If you live in Florida, alligators are there.
Oh, they are
and,
everywhere.
And, well, bugs. Bugs live everywhere.
Mountain lions, I actually did some check after the last episode. They really don't look that big. But once I watched this video, I think a year ago or so, I think many listeners probably watched that as well. I think it's this American guy encountering a mama mountain lion.
Ooh, those are dangerous.
And she was obviously trying to protect her cubs, which are not in the video. But you could just see this guy backing off and trying to threaten the mountain lion, trying to be big. But all 3 minutes of video, all you could hear is him swearing.
Well, I think you'd be justified in swearing in that situation.
He's probably really freaked out. So you just said it's very dangerous.
Yeah, well, I want to say it's very dangerous. If you came across a mama mountain lion protecting her cub, yes, that is dangerous because that mama...is going to be the most dangerous situation you could be in, because that mama will do anything to protect her cubs. But he did the right thing of being big and backing away slowly, even though dropping F-bombs is...
not helping the situation.
Not hurting it. Yeah. Mountain lion doesn't know what it means.
Before we, in some previous episode, we talked about how Americans have this very big outdoors culture and camping and everything. Does that mean that most Americans or average Americans know how to deal with these wildlife?
No, it sadly doesn't, because a lot of Americans do live in cities or urban areas, and not everyone's big into outdoorsy activity, and they are...aloof when it comes to dealing with wild animals. And this is actually where a lot of animal attacks take place, is with people who...
Don't have knowledge,
or sometimes just simply lack common sense, and get attacked. So, like, a common thing you get is, like, in Yellowstone.
Oh, Yellowstone Park.
A big nature reserve. Lots of wild animals there. And people try to get really close to the animals there, like the bison. It's like, oh, it's a bison. Bison are harmless.
They're plant eaters. They're herbivores.
Yeah, they're giant, and you spook them. They're going to chase you. And people get too close, and they get trampled.
I think I've basically newfound respect for herbivores, because before I used to only be scared of bugs and reptiles and basically carnivores. But
yeah, it's not what they eat. It's what they can do.
To you. Yes, for sure.
Animals will protect themselves.So, yeah, people just, they think, it's like, oh, it's like a zoo. I can get up close and take a picture. It's like, no. In fact, there's signs everywhere that says, keep your distance.
Oh, so they are signs.
Oh, yes. They warn you. It's like, keep your distance. If they're near, stay in your car. Don't try to touch them.
So, like, Yellowstone Park, that's obviously a hugely famous tourist attraction. As a tourist, if I go to Yellowstone Park, what kind of precautions I need to take?
Well, in general...keep your distance. That's the easiest thing to do, is just keep your distance. Just keep a healthy distance between you and the animal. Don't do anything sudden that might spook them. Like, don't make sudden loud noises. Don't make, you know, sprinting or sudden movements that might chase them. Don't throw things at them, because that's something people will do. Don't try to feed them, because that's also something people try to do.
I thought feeding the animal is only bad for the animals.
Well...they might
consider
bite
you food?
No, they're not going to consider you food, but you can still get bit, still get trampled, then get spooked, and then hurt you. So you're not supposed to feed them. They're not, it's not a zoo. It's not a petting zoo. They are wild animals.
It's think of it as a safari kind of thing.
Kind of, yeah.
And in the previous episode, you also said about spiders and all these bugs, you need to check your shoes.
Yep.
And where you step.
Check your shoes. Well, where you step is much more about snakes and hiking.
Snakes.
Now, thankfully, snakes is something you don't really worry about much in the cities. Unless you live in like certain very specific areas. For most part of the country, they're mostly only something you would encounter out and about in nature. And for them, you just watch where you step and you avoid them. Okay. If you hear rattling, move away from the sound.
Would they launch attacks, like actively launching attacks?
No. Rattlesnakes are actually kind of, they don't want to attack. They actually rattle as a warning.
Like back off.
Back off. And if you get too close, yes, they will launch at you. And they can launch pretty far.
Yeah.
But in general, they will, because you're not food to them. Humans are not food to rattlesnakes. So they don't want to deal with us.
I see. But apart from all these common sense things, can you actually buy some safety gears to protect yourself?
Oh, yeah. There's lots of safety gear. Everything from the, you know, what you'd expect, like bug spray and all that. But also things like bear spray.
What is bear spray?
It's supposed to be a spray that has a smell that bears don't like.
I bet it's not honey flavored.
It's just a really nasty smell. I don't know if it really works or not, but then the humans can smell it.
Exactly. It's not just bear repellent. It's probably also people repellent.
Yeah. Then they have like snake venom kits that are supposed to help you get the venom out, which you're not supposed to use. Doctors don't recommend them.
I think you just need to get anti-venom.
You just need to get to a hospital. You get bit by a snake, your goal is to get to the hospital as quickly as possible. There's nothing you can really do in nature to stop it. It's like you need to get yourself to the hospital, which can be a challenge.
Yeah, especially if you're really way in the wild.
But honestly, the best safety gear for things is proper clothing. Like where bright colors actually help.
Bright colors?
So people can see you.
Oh, okay. I've always heard that bright colors can attract bugs.
Well, for bugs, yes, but not for big animals. We're not talking just about bugs. Bugs, we have spray. If you're going someplace with snakes, it's recommended you wear like thick boots,
good of course.
Thick pants that they're unlikely to bite through. When you're in places where there's bears, they recommend taking a gun.
Oh,
something with that has decent power, because if you shoot a bear with a small caliber gun, you're just going to make the bear angry.
Oh, God. All right. I don't think that really suits me, because I think I pretty much will be scared stiff if a grizzly is trying to come after me. So that doesn't work for me.
To be fair, so would I.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I could shoot it fast enough.
Exactly. And then, like you said, you're just going to make him angrier if you
miss.
If you miss or if you just hurt him a little bit. But dialing back a little bit, so far we have been treating these animals, we're talking about these wild animals like enemies because they attack, they can hurt humans.
They're not enemies.
But they're just living their life, right?
Right.
And what's the situation like right now? Are they actually endangered? Are they precious animals or are they just normal?
Some are endangered, some are not. Like the bugs are not endangered in any way. The snakes are also not endangered. Some of the bears are, some of the mountain lions are. And a problem with them, there's an slight increase in attacks because their habitats can be affected by human development. And so they end up moving into the cities. Global warming has also affected it. So they have effects in their diet. So they might go into people's neighborhoods and eat from their garbage cans. So it does lead to more attacks.
Do you guys have like animal hunters that hunt these dangerous animals?
Yes, that does happen. So like, and then historically in the past, some animals have been hunted to near extinction because of the fear of attacks. And
yeah.
A good example of this would be sharks.
Oh, is it because of Jaws? It's because of the classic
horror film? Well, it's just a classic, like people think sharks are super dangerous. And while, yes, sharks attacks happen, they're actually pretty rare.
Yeah, I think they're pretty rare, even in some of the Traditionally, when you think of Australia, you do think of sharks as well, but it's
I didn't actually mention that in the previous one, but we have those sharks too.
But it really isn't. If you take precautions, it really isn't that likely.
It's very, very unlikely. In fact, if you got bit by a shark, you're going to be making national news.
It's that rare. Because it's rare. Okay. I think what you've described, it happened in China as well with tigers. Yeah. When people are worried about them, fear sort of just leads to destruction.
Right.
In some parts. All right. I think we're going to wrap up here. If you have any experience of encountering these animals or if you have anything to say about wild animals and wild animal attacks or even just protecting wildlives, leave us a comment in the comment section. And I just want to say that even though these animals, we talk about them as if they're like a threat, but they actually are just like us, part of the nature.
Mm.
All right. On that note, leave your comment in the comment section. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
今天的节目你喜欢吗？赶快联系小助手加入酒馆社群吧。小助手的微信号是 LULUXJG。我们在酒馆等你。